and it just blasts you in the face. It's amazing. The second one for me would be on this trip, which I'd never seen from space before, seeing the northern lights and the southern lights, not just seeing them as if from a distance, but actually flying through them. It was stunning, really cool. Over. Hey CJ, there's a lot of great reasons to do research on the moon. The moon's our nearest neighbor, and so it's a great place to practice. We don't know for sure how the moon formed. We know that it's not made of exactly the same stuff as Earth. The best theory is that a big meteor or comet actually had a grazing pass and hit the Earth and gave us a pretty good wallop and knocked off a chunk of Earth that stayed in orbit, and then the pieces came together to form the moon. We barely scratched it with a few landings on the moon and just a few miles of exploration covered there. There's a lot more to learn. And it's also great practice, because I think one of the goals, you know, in your lifetime is to see human footprints on Mars. Practicing on the moon that's 3 days away is a great place to get warmed up and ready to go. The moon is hard. Mars is hard. It's about 3 months, 8 months, one direction. Then you need to get there and work and then turn around and come home. So you'll be gone about 2 years when you go to Mars. And everything has to work right. Over. That's an interesting question about fuel. We don't use a lot of fuel on a normal basis because we just stay in orbit just like the moon stays in orbit. It doesn't use fuel to stay there. We have a little bit of, we make electricity with solar arrays, so we don't need fuel to run generators. We do use a little bit of fuel, and we had a reboost burn yesterday that, you know, just used a couple of 100 pounds of fuel to push us back up, because the moon's out there where there is no air, and we're low enough, we're right at around 400 miles up, and up here there's just a tiny, tiny bit of atmosphere that we run into and slows us down, so we need to give it a push back up every once in a while. A great question. Face it, when you first look out, space looks black and cold. I grew up on the Gulf Coast of Texas, and I love the stars, but there was always a difference in the way. Up to the Rocky Mountains, where I got to see with the stars. Big change on living close to the ocean. Up here is another big change from the, you know, the Rocky Mountains. Tough to see how clear they are, and how clear the Milky Way galaxy really shows up from here. Over. No, we have not animals that are bigger than worms or spiders, not real animals up here. I think in a way it's too bad. I'd love to have a ship cat. I just think a cat would adjust up here and be a lot of fun. Over.